During two trials, Job stood firm in his testimony. He actually lived out his perfection and uprightness. And the scope of his living principles of fearing God and shunning evil broadened. After Job underwent these two trials, his life contained a richer experience. This experience made him more mature and seasoned. It made him stronger and of greater conviction. It made him more confident of the rightness and worthiness of the integrity to which he held firm. Jehovah God's trials of Job enabled him to profoundly experience and feel God's care for man, and allowed him to feel the preciousness of God's love, from which point his fear of God gave both consideration and love for of Jehovah God. Not only did not drive Job far away from him, but brought Job's heart closer to God. When the fleshly pain endured by Job reached its peak, the concern that he felt from Jehovah God made it so that he couldn't help but curse the day of his birth. Such conduct was not long planned, but a natural revelation of consideration and cherishing love for God from within his heart. It was a natural revelation that came from his consideration and cherishing love for God. This is to say, because he loathed himself and he was unwilling to and could not stand to pain God, thus his consideration and point of foregoing the self. And this time Job elevated his long-standing adoration and yearning for God and attachment to God to the level of consideration and cherishing love. At the same time, he also elevated his faith and submission to God and fear of God to the level of consideration and cherishing love. He did not allow himself to do anything that would cause harm to God. He did not permit himself any conduct that would hurt God, and did not allow himself to bring any sorrow, grief, or even unhappiness upon God for his own sake. In God's eyes, Job's faith, submission, and fear someone truly worthy.